Westlock. More than 350 Westlock and area residents gathered at the Westlock and District Community Hall September 28, to learn, share and honor the meaning behind Canada's National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. In the town of Westlock's second annual gathering with the Kapotaka, Alexander, First Nation, residents from the town, Westlock County, Village of Clyde and other guests joined together to mark the day, also designated as Orange Shirt Day, that is recognized every year on September 30. The amount of people that were here tonight, compared to last year, the first event, really shows the willingness to want to learn from the people of Westlock. That was really inspiring to see, said event co-organizer, Corey Lee Arkand. I honestly wasn't expecting to see that many people here. It gave me a lot of hope and it gave me a lot of motivation to continue doing this because it takes a lot out of us to come here, to talk about these things that happened to our family members, but to know so many people here in Westlock want to learn, it's motivating to continue doing this. Members of Alexander First Nation shared a traditional Cree meal of beef stew and performed dances. They also shared the truth of residential schools and a heartbreaking story from residential school survivor Gordon Burnstick, 68, who spoke about the abuse he suffered, his chaotic and tragic life as an adult and how he managed to turn his life around. Afterwards, residents showed their appreciation for his courage to share his story. They said thank you for sharing the truth and that's what I did, said Burnstick, who finished his speech saying, we need Orange Shirt Day, we need every child matters and we need truth and reconciliation until the last child is found. Town of Westlock staff and counselors joined residents in honoring the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation and residential school survivors, and spoke about the importance of building a partnership with Alexander First Nation. We're just so thankful for our neighbors taking the time to share with us and to build this relationship. It's a gift from them to us, said Councillor John Kramer. It's a relationship that I think will continue to grow so that their community benefits and our community benefits. It was a beautiful evening. Next year, organizers are planning to hold the event on the Alexander First Nation. It'll be an opportunity for Westlock, an area, residents to visit the community, said Arkand. K. Jean at greatwest.ca.